Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain and snow showers today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 42. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some flurries possible overnight, staying cloudy with a low around 13, partly sunny and 32 on Saturday, and northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies and still cooler Saturday night with a low around 11. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, springtime also means springtime planting season for many farmers across the state of Kansas. But the big question that many have lingering is the water levels and how the drought conditions are as we go into planting season, with many farmers saying that they've seen a major decrease in their water supply.
Last year, our fall crops, our corn, soybeans, milo, really suffered. Ours is because we're pretty shallow and we got good saturation level, so that's maintained. It's not as shallow. We got deeper wells, and it also takes more for recharge, because it takes a lot longer for that recharge to take place.
That audio from KWCH News. In January this year, across the state of Kansas, a new report shows that 1,400 wells were analyzed by the Kansas Geological Survey and saw many wells, especially in central and south central Kansas, saw a decline of 2 feet. Some of the steepest water drop-offs were nearly 3 feet in places near Garden City at Liberal and Ulysses. But American Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas State Legislature is working with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks as they've worked on House Bill 2331 to help create a new state park in Allen County. KSNT News reports that if the bill passes, it would be the 28th state park within Kansas, as the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is working to create the Lehigh-Portland State Park in Allen County near the town of Iola. They say the park would pay homage to Allen County's industrial past and the cement plants present at the site. According to the legislature, they say the bill originated from local businesses, organizations, and residents within the area, saying it would help with the economic development for the community, as the community already has a 130-acre lake, historic farmsteads, a 300-foot-long cave, bird watching, and trails that individuals can enjoy. In other news, the Riley County Fire Department has said that a wildfire has burned nearly 400 acres of grass in the community near the Hidden Valley Trail. WIBW reports that the Manhattan Fire Department assisted the Fort Riley Fire Department, but says the fire is now contained.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, this week was Nebraska Workforce Week, as Governor Jim Pillen talked about the lack of the workforce with different job openings all over the state of Nebraska. As right now, Nebraska has the highest workforce participation rate among all of the United States at 69.9%, along with the third lowest unemployment rate at 2.6, but says there's tons of jobs available all over the state, and it's important to get the young individuals trained and educated up to be able to join the workforce properly.
That's a huge missed opportunity to invest in what works and grow these CTE programs in our state. In just a few short years, they'll be our manufacturers, educators, doctors, nurses, farmers, and business owners.
That was State Senator Lauren Lippincott on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say right now, there are roughly 50 to 80,000 jobs across the state that are going unfilled. They are working on legislation with the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce and education partners for the future workforce of the state.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas House narrowly passed a bill Wednesday that would raise teacher pay and increase funding for special education, while also establishing a far-reaching school choice program. The Kansas House votes 64-61 to approve its substitute for a Senate bill, which now heads back to the Senate. The education savings account measure would give qualifying families about $5,000 of tax money to use toward the cost of private school tuition or homeschooling. Supporters of education savings accounts, which have passed in several other states, say the programs give families an alternative to public schools. Opponents, including public school superintendents, teachers' unions, and the Kansas State Board of Education, say they're an attempt to defund and undermine public schools. USD 364 Marysville Superintendent Darren Schrader raised concerns with the impact on funding at the recent legislative forum in Marysville.
We're based off the previous year's enrollment or the two, but the weighting system of kids that are at risk and all of those things go on the population each year. You start off at your 5,000, but we average around $7,700 per kid. Of our at-risk population and those funding, and that goes to our school meals and all of those things. It's going to have a dramatic impact. If you have, in a small school, if you have 50 kids that choose something different, you will lose $350,000. So if $350,000, it doesn't take a genius to figure that, in our district, that's seven teachers that will have to go. And that will hurt the education of everybody else, because we will have to have 25, 30, 35 kids in a classroom and have one educator for those kids. And then you'll see the impact on test scores.
A fire in the Keats area burned 400 acres of grass. The Riley County Fire District responded to a call near Hidden Valley Trail on Wednesday around 3:30 p.m. Manhattan Fire Department at Fort Riley also assisted. Vandalism at several Beatrice City parks could amount to some $5,000, as restrooms, picnic shelters, basketball and tennis courts were spray-painted with symbols and obscenities at the Chautauqua and Riverside parks recently. Investigation into the incidents continues. Colleen Seematter has been hired as manager for the Marysville City Swimming Pool for the summer. She returns for a second year. The pool was closed much of last summer as water leaks were repaired. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County February 21st. Andres Cruz of Junction City lost control on K-99 east of Beatty near Indian Road. A passenger in that vehicle was transported to CMH in Marysville. The 41st annual Baileyville benefit held last month raised some $175,000, which this year will go toward medical expenses for four local individuals: Shea Muting, Tegan Leger, Cole Strothman, and Chuck Kling. Valley Heights Recycling Third Saturdays will be continued, even as 24/7 drop-off containers have been in place in Blue Rapids, at the fairgrounds, as well as locations in Marysville, Frankfort, and Axtell. Those accept cardboard, plastics, tin, and aluminum. The Valley Heights Third Saturday drop-off, 9:30 to 11 a.m., will be at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids through March, then in Waterville, June through November. In addition to cardboard, plastics, tin, and aluminum, e-waste, including electronics, office paper, newspapers, books, and magazines, will be accepted, as well as shredded documents. These can also be dropped off anytime weekdays during operating hours at the Twin Valley Workshop in Beatty. There will be a legislative coffee in Washington County with Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Sail Barn Cafe in Washington. The annual St. Patrick's Day Parade at Lillis is planned Saturday at 2, lineup by the gym beginning at 1. John M. Hubbard, age 68, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m., at the First Lutheran Church, North Branch, rural Avoca, Nebraska. burial in the Avoca Cemetery. Funeral arrangements with the Fusselman Allen Harvey Funeral of Syracuse in charge for John Hubbard. Grace M. Bruna, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Grace Bruna. Services for Dale Miller have been moved to Monday. Dale G. Miller, age 90, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at noon at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Dale Miller. Karen K. Round, age 79, formerly of the Wymore area, passed away March 4th. No formal services planned. A private graveside interment with family will take place at a later date at the Czech National Cemetery at Odell. Laughlin of a funeral home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Karen Round. Scott A. Scooter Bruna, age 59, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Scott Scooter Bruna. Charles F. Fred Conger, age 92, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Private family service to be held at a later date with the Axtell-Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Fred Conger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a fish sandwich, pasta salad, green beans, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, garden blend, and bananas and pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:16. Fred Conger.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Fish Fry this Friday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville, serving 5 until 7 p.m. Fish, scallop potatoes, coleslaw, and desserts. Dine-in or carry-out available. Fish Fry this Friday, serving 5 until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and snow showers today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some snow showers overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Northwest winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly sunny and still breezy on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still clear and cooler throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower teens. Starting to warm up on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-40s and mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Even warmer on Monday, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some rain showers over Monday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Rain possible on Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-March, 57. Record high on this date, 84. The average low, 32, and the record low was 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning at 7:36. Sunset this evening at 7:36. 23 degrees ahead of sunrise this morning. Inch or more of snow, especially on the grassy areas where it accumulated after a rain and rain-snow mix began Thursday. That's check of the morning news and weather for the St. Patrick's Day. It's Friday the 17th. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me is barbecue and more.
They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Bee Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
It's why they call it March Madness. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Early upsets in the first round of the NCAA tournament, starting with Arizona, ranked eighth nationally against Princeton.
Langford dribbling right down the lane, puts it up on the run, banked it in! Princeton has taken the lead with 2 minutes to go.
The call on Westwood One Radio, that bucket by Ryan Langborg, giving Princeton the lead. The unranked Tigers held off the Wildcats 59-55 for their first win in the big dance in 25 years. Another top team also went down early in memorable fashion. Furman versus number 14 Virginia. Our thanks to True TV. Furman's J.P. Pegues sinking the winning three off a costly Virginia turnover. The Paladins shocked the Cavaliers 68-67. Alabama and Kansas, each topping their regions, also earned wins last night to advance. More action from the big dance. Number 2 Houston taking on Northern Kentucky.
Jamal Shedd, obviously, as Steven has pointed out, a little bit of pain. Something in the lower extremities bothering him. But he drives down the lane here, hangs in the air, and scores it.
The call on Westwood. The Wildcats pulled away from the Norse down the stretch, advancing in the tournament with a 63-52 win. Fifth-ranked Texas looking to take care of Colgate.
To Rice, three right wing. He got another one.
Jason Benetti, Westwood one on the call. 7 3 balls for Sir Jabari Rice. His 23 points led the Longhorns to an 81-61 drubbing of the Raiders. Rounding out the top 10, UCLA versus UNC Asheville.
Bailey down the lane, puts it up on the run, banked it in.
Ryan Radke, Westwood giving the call. Amari Bailey had 17 points on the night. The Bruins brush past the Bulldogs 86-53. NBA now. For the best in the East Bucks, it was a forgettable night against the Pacers.
Herter right in front with a thunderous sledgehammer slam.
10-70 the fan with the call on that poster from Miles Turner. The Pacers down the Bucks in Milwaukee, 139-123. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Friday. Time for the Stackline Report.
Well, with corn planting already underway in the southern part of the United States, we still have an ongoing situation of shipping corn to our top customer, Mexico. They don't want to buy any GMO corn. And we're saying, we, being the folks in Washington in our trade area, telling them, well, if you don't want to buy corn, with the exception of non-GMO, then pay for it. And they don't want to do that. So we've got an ongoing situation here that's kind of scary. We don't want to shut them down, friends, because they're two big buyers. That'll affect our price. I guarantee it, no doubt about that. To what extent? Well, that's anybody's guess. Mexico's accusing the U.S. of playing politics over the matter. Guess who's doing that? But the National Corn Growers says the U.S. isn't the one that's violating the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. It's Mexico, and they need to do something about it. The issue over Mexico's plan to limit the amount of genetically modified corn continues to change almost weekly. Mexico announced a plan in 2020 to ban the importation of GMO corn for human consumption, with the plan set to take effect in 2024. Well, since the initial announcement, Mexico issued more decrees, changed everything time-wise and all that. And folks, there isn't any doubt about it. It's going to affect how much we ship to them if we don't get something settled. They're working on it pretty hard in our trade areas back in Washington. National Corn Growers says they've been adamant the best way to resolve the issue over GMO corn is to settle the dispute process under the trade agreement. They don't, these agreements, they put them together and they don't abide by them. See you on the next Techline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The workforce shortage has become a major topic all over, but especially in rural areas. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Members of the Beef Cattle Institute's Cattle Chat team, Brad White and Brian Lubers, give insight on grants available through the USDA and K-State to help with veterinary workforce shortages in rural areas.
The first one is the VMLRP, which is Veterinary Medical Loan Repayment Program. And so it's a two-step process. The first step is the animal health official within a state nominates areas within their state. They say, this is a shortage area for us. And they kind of describe the shortage area. It has to be food animals. So what livestock species need to be covered, what the geographical area is, and kind of what services need to be provided. And sometimes it's very specific. So we need service to a livestock market, or most of the time it's pretty, you know, we need general service coverage of these types of duties. And so those shortage areas are reviewed and then they get published on the USDA's website. And then the second step is veterinarians apply to that shortage. And that's a competitive program. If you are selected for that program, it will pay up to $25,000 a year for 3 years of your veterinary student loans back. So it's a pretty important program.
White continues with another USDA grant that is available.
There's a companion program that's called the Veterinary Services Grant Program that's focused on rural practice enhancement, and that goes to the practice. So the one that Brian mentioned goes to the individual veterinarian in that shortage area. There are also grants for that individual practice to grow. And the goal of both these is identify, as you mentioned, there are areas we're stretched on veterinarians. Can we identify some of those areas and provide some help? And there are some great success stories there for those veterinarians that have gone through both programs.
Lubers goes on to describe how K-State has something similar to offer.
So there's one for K-State students that's called the Veterinary Training Program for Rural Kansas. That program helps fund those students as they go through school, and then they have to serve in a rural area in Kansas for 4 years after. That program has been going about 15 years, and over 95% of those students have gone through and completed their service. Over 80% of them are still in the practice that they originated in. So they're all still out doing rural practice. And the one other comment I would make, the differentiation, the program here in Kansas, they actually enter that in veterinary school and there's training associated with it, which is a little bit different than the USDA programs, which occur after you get out of school and you apply for those. So the one in veterinary school comes along with some additional things, which we think has helped the success rate of those students in practice.
That's members of the Beef Cattle Institute's Cattle Chat team, Brad White and Brian Lubers, with insight on grants available through the USDA and K-State to help with veterinary workforce shortages in rural areas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Some of the ways we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in America aren't really Irish at all. One example today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list exclusive benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 17th, the 76th day of the year. Actors Rob Lowe and Kurt Russell were both born on this day, and we celebrate all things Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Corned beef and cabbage is a staple for any St. Patrick's Day celebration in America, but we were surprised to learn that it's not a traditional Irish dish at all. For most of its history, Ireland was not a beef-eating culture, relying on bacon and ham almost exclusively. It was early Irish immigrants to America who picked up the kosher corned beef habit of neighboring Jewish immigrants. And it quickly became the standard in taverns as a cheap but filling meal for the working class. Oh, and by the way, there is no corn in corned beef. It's named after salt crystals used in the curing process, said to be the size of corn kernels. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
.730 from KNDY, 23 degrees. Inch or so of snow collected on the grassy areas yesterday after a rain change to a rain-snow mix. Middle 40s on cooler temperatures yet today.
News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021, and the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Right back to Nate Clark for the flush.
6 games to win.
Got it, a blocking foul. Count it.
3 weekends to advance.
For 3. Yes, he got it.
And for the one team left standing, a national championship.
It's over. Kansas State has won the game.
Join us Friday. It's K-State and Montana State live from Greensboro on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat basketball. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
KNDY.
Yeah, she's the one, I told you all about. Yeah, it was serious, but it was long ago. She just might walk over here, give me a kiss for old times. But don't you worry, dear, 'cause old times are next to you can never come close.
I'll take today over yesterday any day. I'll take lying in your arms tonight
over and above any love I've known. Memories may find me, but they'll always be behind me. I'll take today over yesterday any day. I'd be lying if I tried to tell you now that I've never loved her and she doesn't ever cross my mind. That was yesterday, baby, I don't wanna go back. Here's where I'm gonna stay with you in each tomorrow of my life.
I'll take today